Okay, and welcome to a new episode of Where Was the Shout? I'm Mark Harlaw, joined by Zachary Stevenson.
Hello.
And Rob Runciman.
Hello.
And we're back. Football is back.
Yay. Love it.
Oh, do you
know
what?
Football.
Do you know what? I'm so happy at the moment. And that's not because just West Ham beat Arsenal, which I had to drop in. No. How long did it take me? 20 seconds?
Yeah. And we're in that Arsenal territory now because we're at Nambuka doing this, aren't we?
But we are doing this underground. We are basically like Hitler's
Lab. Hitler's
like,
bunker.
Hitler's bunker, aren't we? It really is like that.
Village's bunker.
Yeah. Well, opening weekend, got to talk about it. It was quite.
We've got to start off with our result, really, haven't we?
Yeah. It's probably the shocker. It was probably the most.
It was a standout result of the weekend, wasn't it? I mean,
and it's quite, I don't think any, even West Ham, we didn't predict it. I didn't see it coming. I genuinely thought we'd get a bit of a hiding there.
Yeah, I was very upset at the side we put out in the Europa League midweek.
Yeah.
So you're going to say it justified it?
Well, it does. Yeah, it does, really.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I just didn't think that we could get a result at Arsenal.
And it kind
if it had been West Brom at home, I would have could play a week in the side in midweek. Mm. So because it was Arsenal, I thought, there's our chance to have a right go at this game in Europa League,
get through,
and then make four changes.
We didn't want to go through, Rob. That's our excuse.
Yeah.
Performance there at Arsenal, it was fantastic. To be honest with you, it was one of the best ever West Ham displays away from home I've ever seen.
Mm.
And a 16-year-old in centre midfield as a centre-half. Mm. He kept out Ozil.
Yeah.
And it was just unreal.
The
pressing, the organisation, Winston Reid.
It's really nice to see that Bilic had the faith in the kid. What's his name?
Reece Oxford.
Yeah. Because I think that English clubs don't do it enough, and I think they need to be getting players blooded earlier. You know.
Before we do each show, I sort of jot down subjects, and I was going to talk about the youth. And I think maybe we'll do it another day. It seems to be a bit of a dying thing now, a trend, isn't it? Especially in this country, it's terrible. Like, just a lack of youth coming through.
It just shows you, if you give them a go, it shows what they can do. I mean, I didn't think he was ready. I've been to all our Europa League games at home, and he's impressed, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I thought, when I saw him starting, I thought, oh, God.
I think it was just the manner he played as well. Rather than his ability, it was his head, I think, everyone was impressed. He didn't really look...
But they've got to look after him now. They can't sort of start talking him up, the club, about being a future England player. They've got to bring him in and out the side.
Yeah.
Anyway, great result.
Yeah, and also, I'm trying to think of other game. I mean, obviously, Chelsea. Well, this is our first subject. I mean, first of all, should we talk about the result then? I suppose we should.
Yeah.
2-2.
Strange game.
Down to 10 men, Courtois, and he did deserve to get sent off, in my opinion. I think it was a
red. I'm confused as to why his ban wasn't increased as well, because shouldn't you get your ban increased when you appeal unsuccessfully? But it's still
is that
game.
Right? Oh, I know they appealed, but why would you appeal? I mean, it just shows the arrogance of that
absolutely
club. Absolutely. The most arrogant, ridiculous club.
That's got to be another extra game ban. Like,
yeah, exactly. But
and it seems like, bizarrely, like, we were talking during the summer and we were all going, and especially myself, thinking Chelsea are going to win the league. You know, they're the team to beat.
Yeah.
But in the space of 3 weeks, it's all changed really quickly. They don't really sign. I mean, I'm not impressed with their signing Falcao. I thought he was unimpressive for United. So I'm surprised they really wanted to go for him.
Yeah.
So that was a bit bizarre. And I don't know where that's come from.
They haven't really strengthened at all, have they? I mean, who have they brought in?
I don't think.
They're trying to get Stones in, aren't they?
Which seems to be a dead duck because they don't want to sell.
And Baba Rahman, they're trying to get from.
Just put enough to cut the reserve.
Bizarre. Nothing exciting.
In the old days, when a team won the league, they'd bring in one or two top players, would improve that side and give them press for more competition amongst the first team slots. And they haven't done that. I think they might have made a big mistake. But then again, there's still a few weeks left before the transfer window ends.
Colin Coulson available.
I thought Swansea. He's back at our place training, isn't he? But I thought Swansea is superb. That Gomi up front impresses me every time I see him.
Apparently he's a real character as well, or he was in France, I think. He played for Lyon. He's a real character, apparently.
He's actually a good player. We were going to try to sign him once, but
he just led the line brilliantly, and the whole team just sort of supported him.
Yeah, he kind of bullied United last season as well at Liberty Stadium.
It is a business. But I think as well this week, so not only have Chelsea, well, they've slipped up the first game, so that's 2 points drop, no doubt about it. So, all right, it's only game one, it's not the end of the world. But
so if you look at the end of the season, though, Mark, and it's like the title is usually it's a fine margin, so that could be.
You're right. I mean, I was crushing that. Right? A lot of people say that, it's only for it. You think, you're right, because it's always very tight. So Mourinho knows that as well. He's a clever bloke, and that's why I think he's so angry. But he looks like he's going. He's not happy, does he? I don't know why. He just won the league. What? He's signed a new contract. Right. That man is not happy.
We're going to go on to what happened now. The doctor,
Eva Carneiro.
Well, I've got my view on it with him, and this is how outrageous I think Mourinho is. Right? He, when his team's struggling, he likes to take all the pressure off of them and make, you know, make the people write, you know, the newspapers write about something else. It's all about him.
Yeah.
He puts on himself. To distract from what happened to Chelsea at the weekend. Mm. I mean, surely that's just going too far, isn't it?
Well, I know I saw your Facebook status.
Well, since I put that up, he's actually stood by his comments.
I'm just saying, we commented it, but
and I just think like he'll do anything to deflect the attention from a bad performance or a bad decision he may have made or whatever. I mean, I can't see anyone in their right mind who would criticise the physio running on when the player's gone down injured. It's just standard thing.
He didn't do anything. And he didn't score.
And his suggestion she doesn't understand the game is just total bollocks. Yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean, when the player goes down injured, the physio's job is to run on and attend to them. Simple as that.
And also,
you don't look at the manager, is it okay? Because you know, and he even mentions like 8 players. You'd 9 players. You'd 1 man sent off. That's 10.
Yeah.
10 minus 1 is 9, Jose, do you know?
And it's also, like, as well, which Arsene Wenger commented today, and apparently it's very clear in the Premier League rulebook that the referee signals to the bench that a player needs treatment, and the referee signals to Chelsea's bench and went, come on. It's nothing to do with the manager. He's nothing to do with
that. He's trying to deflect the attention onto himself from the team. Yeah. That's what he does all the time.
Arrogant bastard, isn't he? He really is.
The other thing, I forgot what I was going to say now, wasn't it?
Well, I was going to say as well, he did say today that she's not going to be on the bench for this match, but in future weeks she might. So I'd say a couple of weeks she'd be back there with them.
What's she in trouble for? What has she really done wrong? She hasn't actually done a thing wrong.
No, that's the other point. If he was really upset, he should be upset with Hazard if he wasn't injured, for feigning injury rather than having to go off the pitch.
Yeah.
Not her.
Indeed, good point.
He should be the one getting up if they're trying to.
Yeah, he should pull up Bollock in and say, why were you rolling around when we were trying to get back in the game? Yeah. You know, we haven't got time for this. That's what I'd say, and then we've got to get you off. Yeah. That's why, I don't know, I'm so stunned from him. Because let's be honest, he's probably one of the most popular managers in the country just because of his way about him, his demeanour.
I still quite kind of admired him and kind of thought he was a funny character until this one. This is the biggest case of bullying that I've ever seen.
It's disgusting. Like, imagine if your work treating you like that. I think, how people did get him shouted at for doing your job.
Yeah.
I think she'll just leave, won't she?
Yeah, I can't see her staying on. I feel really sorry for
her. Well, if we're at West Ham, she'll go down well there.
Yeah, she'll village. She wouldn't all.
United. Man United.
Yeah.
I'm sure the
physio. No, Man United. We're on to Man United next.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I suggested that she went to Manchester United.
I was going
to
say, all right, yeah. Well, Man United, De Gea. Honestly, I'm so annoyed with this man, De Gea. I don't know, obviously, Zach, you're a Man United fan, so I don't know what your feelings are.
Yeah.
He gets paid, what, a week? You know, let's say 50 grand, possibly more.
More than that.
You know, he's not playing. His head isn't right.
I think he's only on about 60 grand a week, but you know.
But what is his head isn't right? It's rubbish. It's nonsense. I'd say to him, you've been paid, don't earn any money then. You can't go to work and go, I'm not working, and say, why? Wow, my head isn't in the right place.
I think probably what happened would have been a conversation with him and one of the coaching staff, and then we were asking him, you know, how do you feel? He would have said, well, I still want to go Real Madrid.
They've made
that decision.
But fine, but be a professional bloke.
I don't think he would have said. Well, maybe he did.
I think he did.
Apparently he did say, I don't want to play. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's just a decision they made between themselves. And he did play against Paris Saint-Germain and he made a mistake. And it's obvious his mind's head's not in the right place. He wants to go to Real Madrid. I think he's been pretty dignified about it all overall, to be honest.
Right.
So I'm not hypercritical of David De Gea. He's serving it well. He wants to go to Real Madrid if he wants to go. Just sell him. Get it over and done with, I think, you know.
Yeah,
this is the reason for me why the transfer window should shut before the start of the season.
Mm. Yeah.
So we all know where we are.
That's what Martinez
was
saying.
This rubbish going on for the first 3 weeks of the season. It can cost some teams.
But it's you know, United don't need it.
I think it should start on the day the season ends and end the day the season starts. It's much more simple.
For me,
why does it overlap? It's nonsense.
Regarding De Gea, though, for me personally, I think he should be, because at the end of the day, he plays for Man United. It's not like he's at Barnet, you know, and thinking, I've got an opportunity of a dream move. He's at one of the biggest clubs in the world. Just play. And you know, keep in the game. And I'll tell you what, say to my agent, look, you deal with all that. I'd like the move. If it doesn't happen this year, I'm sure it will next year, whatever, but try and see if we can get something done. And just focus on being good for United.
I do agree, but I do think that Van Gaal actually came out publicly and said he wasn't going to play him before De Gea said that he didn't want to play. Because he said, I'm not going to play him because he's not the right place.
It's like Sergio Romero as a top keeper.
Yeah.
He's come to play. You know, he's going to play that guy.
Yeah, but everyone's treating Sergio Romero as if he has come from Barnet. This guy's played in a World Cup final. He's got absolute credentials to be United's number one goalkeeper.
Yeah, they're blinding signing a free transfer.
They're talking about Citizen and Loris.
Because they were saying when we were reading the headlines, they were like, you know, United taking big risks in this game. Yeah. I'm thinking they're not putting like a toddler in goal. You know,
I'll tell you what, I didn't see the game though. They went against Spurs. It was at that stag do. But I looked at my phone, they went 1-0, looked at the stats, and United had not had a shot on goal yet, they were 1-0 up. Yeah. So it was an own goal by Kyle Walker. So I was going on.
To be honest, if Walker hadn't knocked into his net, Rooney would have put it in. He was going to shoot, and Walker just managed to get his foot there first. And then
was it one of those strange early kickoffs again?
What did you think of United's
performance? Mixed feelings about it. They started off awfully. Spurs should have been 1-0 up after about 2 minutes. Kane played in Eriksen, and how he missed was ridiculous. But after that, United settled down. They dominated the first half, and then towards the end, Spurs, when they were sort of panicking, they put a bit more effort in. But I think overall, United just about deserved it.
How did the new guys look?
Schneiderlin looked solid. Darmian looked very good, good quality going forward and back. Romero looked very good. Schweinsteiger was quiet, only came on the second half, and Depay was substituted early, which I think he was very disappointed at. But he looks lively, and five new debutants.
Do you think they'll do all right this season?
Well, they're playing Villa tonight. We'll see how that goes, and then I'll be able to make a more informed judgment.
Friday night football, they didn't inspire
me with massive confidence, but they didn't worry me too much either. It was like, let's see how it goes.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting season. One of the sides this weekend who I was really unimpressed with was Everton. I really worry about them at the moment. They seem to be. Because they didn't have a great season, I don't think, last season. They were very average for a team of their size. And they've started off really, for me, that where they've left off. Lukaku looks, not the player that they signed.
Yeah.
And I do actually I'm starting to be quite convinced now that Martinez is going to lose his job. Because if he doesn't turn this around quick, I think there must be some serious worrying.
An aspect of Everton's sort of mentality over the last sort of 15, 20 years, I suppose. They seem to perform best when they're the underdog, when not much is expected of them. Like a couple of seasons ago, they finished fifth, was it? And they surprised a lot of people. Yeah. And then the next season, when there were higher expectations, they didn't perform as well. So maybe that might have something to do with it. But I don't know. I still think he's got the basis of a decent side there. And think I wouldn't judge him too harshly on one game.
Yeah,
but they didn't look impressive against a newly promoted Watford. But
I think a lot of these managers are only 4 or 5 games away if they lose on the trot. They're away from it anyway.
Almost all managers, I'd say.
It's so unforgiving. So I was surprised, really, because he had such a poor season last season. I thought they did a very bad run.
We had that Europa League, which they really went for.
That's a good point. They did. Yeah.
I think that's actually what scares off a lot of teams in England for the Europa League. They went for it, and then their league form suffered. Of it, maybe, and there's other reasons.
Are they
in
it? They're not in it this season, are they?
No,
they're not.
Lukaku scores goals, doesn't he? But sometimes he can,
talk about scoring goals. He scored 20 goals last season, I think 11 of them were in the Europa League or something like that.
Did have a half distance, really.
He scored a lot of goals against.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
Teams in Europa.
Funny stuff. I mean, I know they've just lost Leighton Baines, haven't they, for like
3 months,
so it's good, you know.
They're a bit softer. I know it's a bad result against Watford, but Watford have signed some good players. I don't think Watford will go down.
Really?
Barami in midfield, the top player.
Yeah, a
couple
of guys up front. I mean, Vidra's on the bench. He's a good player.
That's a good point. Early. It's one game in, but what's our feelings on sort of relegation favourites at the moment? Do you think there's any sort of teams? Maybe not so much
I was going to say Leicester. I'll have to stick by it.
Top of the league, I think.
Great result.
Sunderland, 4-2.
I did think Leicester, Norwich, and
Bournemouth, I suppose.
I even thought they might have a bit of fight and stay out under Eddie Howe.
I think Villa are hot favourites.
I think they're going to be surprised.
I think Villa will finish mid-table.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, especially they bought that guy. Traore.
Oh, from Barcelona.
Was that done today?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, that's a good sign.
I mean, Sinclair, maybe he's up for another crack at proving himself. You never know. They could do really well. But
I think it's one of those things, maybe a bit like us, like West Ham, it could go on one or the other way. Yeah, it'd be a great season.
Yeah, don't call us that. It's because we won at Arsenal. We can suddenly go and lose.
Look, we're going to win the league. come on, we're a top four side now.
There's so many teams that could finish either 8th or 18th, 19th, even 20th, maybe.
The only certainty in British football this season top is that six. Celtic are going to win the Scottish Premier League. They're 50-1 on, apparently. Everything else is a toss-up.
Well, they literally,
if someone could give me £1 million just for a month, whack it on, and then I'll get £20,000,
and then
give them back their million, although they might have actually made more by putting it in the bank, but
that's a good point. Yeah, it's a bit of an unnecessary risk.
Yeah,
you know, Aberdeen,
but there's no risk involved. No, it's not only risk involved in spending £1 million on selling a title is that you'd make more by having it in the bank. Because there's absolutely no chance. It could be a trillion to one. Celtic are going to win the Scottish Premier League.
It's actually so because everyone, because they've even got really any competition now. It used to be between obviously Celtic and Rangers, but now what a boring league that is. What is the point of that?
Sorry
league?
For dragging us onto that, lads.
But it has to be.
Where have we gone to Scottish football?
Well, it's worth Celtic, natural. But it's like supporting school bully in a way, isn't it? You know.
You're right. It's bad. But
we were talking about Martinez, weren't we?
Well, we were. I was going to say also about which teams you were saying about the. There's like the second tier teams now, and there is definitely a difference. I think since this TV money's gone in, I can see that there's a bit of a change because the smaller clubs have suddenly got a little bit of clout.
Look at Stoke City; it's went £50 million this summer.
Stoke, dirty Stoke City.
We've seen it before. Liverpool, Spurs last year, but all these players, everyone's saying Spurs are going to change for the title. Yeah. Liverpool doesn't happen like that. I've really impressed with Stoke. I think they're going to do well.
Yeah, yeah.
It only takes a couple of injuries for
I understand. But one point. It's going to be the standard of football now. It's different. Especially for the big clubs, United, the Arsenals now, they're not got these, like, you know, when they play the likes of, say, Crystal Palace, it's pretty much
roll them over.
I think their days are going. Every game now is getting so fierce. I mean, that Kabay has gone to Palace, isn't he? He's
absolutely
he'd step into probably Chelsea team. You know, he's that good. He's a top player.
Who's the one that Bournemouth just signed? What's his name? And Mourinho said that he could play for Chelsea as well.
Oh, I don't know.
His name has escaped me now, but Bournemouth.
I'd love them to stay up. I mean, I think the whole country does, really. You know,
what I want to see is an English manager. Like, he's taking them basically from the bottom of English football all the way up.
Mm. Yeah.
I think he went to Burnley for a bit and came back. And they play some good football, and it'd be great if they could stay up. For Eddie Howe, then. Maybe goes to a bigger club.
I'd love to. I'll be honest, I think they're really going to struggle. I don't think they will. I'd be astonished
if Bournemouth survived. I mean, they've got a good team spirit and ethos, but it only takes you so far.
I think Norwich are the weakest.
I don't think they've got much chance. The problem is this league's so unforgiving, isn't it? And I think they don't realise that any of those some silly mistakes. Whereas in the lower leagues, even the Championship, you usually can get away with it. You know, because the quality of the striker who's going to nip in isn't an Eden Hazard who's going to score.
Norwich will struggle. I remember when Chris Hughton was the manager and they started the season fairly well and I thought they were safe, and then they just got sucked into the relegation battle and they couldn't get out of it. When you get that doldrums and
you're getting a run, you can't get points, we know it.
We're West Ham fans, we never give up.
Look at Leicester, they're absolutely awful.
You can turn it around, but once you're down, it seems to be your luck that goes against you as well.
I have to disagree with you though, because I think Leicester last season proved that's not necessarily the case, because you know, a team that were at the point they were 9 points adrift from safety and they just went in a phenomenal run. So
well, I think it started against us, but
you
I mean,
can do it. You know,
they went on a very good. We've done it. I mean, we've seen us do. You know, West Ham did it. Fulham did it a few years ago. It can be done.
And West Brom did the best one.
But when you are in those, when things are going against you, it seems everything goes against you, doesn't it? Like every decision seems to go against you. Like, you know, you get silly sending offs, like goals disallowed when they shouldn't have been. It just seems to be like. And I really hope that doesn't happen to Bournemouth. I'd love to see him get a good crack of the whip anyway. Yeah, at least have a good go at it. But predictions, anyway. We should start. This is a bit of a feature, aren't we?
We did this on the Nambuka radio, didn't we, when we had the...
We did, back in the glory days. Yeah. You know, this is before
Rob was
born.
3 months ago, yeah.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah, literally a few months ago. Yeah, we used to do Super 6. Now, this is the Sky Sports app thing, where they select 6 games for the weekend on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then what I wanted to do is do some predictions and the way we'll score it is the way we used to do it. 1 point if you get the right result, and then 3 points if you get the right score. Yeah. Obviously, you get the scoreline correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, got that.
Right, I need to get a pen though. So okay, right, so we'll obviously take it in, we'll give each other, like, do it in rounds, so we'll get, you know, it's quite fair. So I'm going to start the first, and this game is Sunderland Norwich. Sunderland, I mean, they look already in trouble. They're already back in a relegation fight. It's only one game in, I think.
I think it all depends on how their home form does, because Sunderland seems to, like, you know, when they can play well at home in a season, it seems to do okay.
Yeah.
Get that first result at home usually sets you up a bit.
Yeah,
I think they made the mistake though of that Dick advocate keeping him on. Because I know Dick. He is a bit of a dick. But they kept him on, and I don't really think they should have done, because I think it was only a sort of one off thing. Yeah. He turned around. When the second they said, oh, he's signing a contract, I thought,
this was it his wife as well wanted him to. And Van Gaal is saying he's going to stop at the end of his contract because of his wife. What is it with Dutch managers and their wives?
It's, the dominant Dutch.
I think Advocaat and Ranieri are like too old now. The game's changed a lot, but I mean, I might be wrong. When they had a result last week, didn't they?
Well, they're hosting Norwich, and again, like we were just saying, Rob, I think they're going to struggle. So I think this is pretty. These are two teams for me that are going to be
struggle this season. Yeah.
Can they're be like battling minus scores, minus two each. Or something.
I'm going to go with. I don't think. I think it's going to have to be a draw. This. I don't think Sunderland are going to beat them. I'm going to go 1-1.
Okay.
Up next, Zachary. What do you
reckon? I'm going to go for 1-0
Defoe.
1-0
Defoe,
yeah. Right. I was
going to
go 1-0 for Sunderland as well.
Yeah, you want to go same, yeah? 1-0.
There definitely won't be many goals. Or...
You know, yeah, you know what's going to happen now. Next up, Swansea, Newcastle.
Okay, well, I've been talking about how I think Newcastle are going to have a good season.
Yeah?
But then Swansea look very good
McLaren
against
and his
Chelsea. Yeah, they made some decent signings, Newcastle, so...
Mm.
I'm going to go for a sneaky 2-1 to Newcastle.
Really? As long as you won Newcastle 2, that'd be quite something. Rob, what are you thinking?
I think there might be some goals in this. Really impressed with Swansea last week.
Yeah.
A great result.
They're a good side, aren't they? I mean, to be fair, they're really.
They're a good side. Shelby always impresses me. He's raw, but I love the way he sort of wants to get hold of the ball all the time. Like Zach said, Newcastle have made some good signings.
I
think it'll be 2-0 this.
Yeah, 2-0. I've got a feeling Swansea are going to beat them. I think it's going to be 3-1 Swansea.
Swansea are going to draw every match 2-2 and then get relegated with 38 points.
Spurs. Spurs are playing Stoke.
Rob for us, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Rob. Now, what's your feelings on Spurs?
I think Spurs. Even though they haven't signed anyone big, it's been a good transfer window for them. So they need stability. They need to start backing the people they bought.
Yeah.
Like a couple have to go. That's old Ardo. It just hasn't happened for them.
He's gone though, isn't he? I believe he's actually.
I think he's actually.
He's a Villarreal, isn't he?
I think it's need stability. Money, I think Pochettino has just brought in that Alderweireld. Is that how you pronounce
it?
Yeah. He was one of the best centre halves last year in the league.
Trippier as well. Right?
Trippier, decent backup. So I think they might do okay, but I don't think it'd be any better. Really, position-wise.
Do you know what? Spurs, they seem to rely on one player. Like, they had Bale, they relied on. He seems to get them out of jail. And last season, it seemed to be Harry Kane got them out of jail.
They're going
to
get
four performances and somehow win the game.
They'll get someone else in. But I think they'll do all right. But, like I said, I don't know how perfect positions they'll finish high up the table. I don't think that'll happen.
No.
But they're playing Stoke. Yeah. Obviously made some great signings. But I'm going to say Spurs to win 2-0.
Really? 2-0 Spurs. Painful to say, but I'm sure. I'm going to go with a draw this one. I'm going to say it's going to be 2-0. What's your feelings?
I've got a soft spot for Stoke.
You do, Mark Hughes,
Stoke Kelowna.
And I think they made some fucking amazing signings. Actually, I mean, who would have thought that Shaqiri would be?
Does he know what's happening yet? Does he know who Stoke are? Because he only watched the game from the stands. I mean, he must be standing thinking. Is this
tricked
really
him to think he's joining United or City. I'm going to go 1-0 Stoke.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
That'd be great. That really would. Next up,
this is why I used to lose to Mark most times.
Yeah, you used to take some loads of risks, didn't you? And it's never paid off. Watford versus West Brom. Watford, I'm not convinced about. Really, I don't know. I know they're newbies at the moment, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about them this season. West Brom. They always seem to be down there digging away.
I've forgotten who the manager of West Brom is.
Poulos.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Poulos is bloody cap.
Well, to be honest, you're fully justified in not knowing the manager of West Brom, seeing as they've about five in the last three seasons.
I just totally forgot, but obviously... He's
I really don't like him either. He really is a knob, that geezer.
He loves you, Mark.
Mark's lost his pen.
I lost my pen, my lid went flying. That's how angry I am about Pulis and his cat.
No, the worst one's...
He looks like a PE teacher.
No, Owen Coyle was the worst, standing in his shorts and his socks up to his knees. I was like, look, hey, you've got to do one. You can't imagine Premiership football team looking like that.
He's no Nigel Pearson, is he?
I'm going to go with West Brom win here, though, even though...
It's like fronting a band in your suit.
I used to do that sometimes.
Yeah, right, I'm going to go 1-0 West Brom. That's what I'm going for. Sorry, I said 1-0.
West Brom.
Yeah, 1-0. Yeah, I think they're going to do it. Zach, what's your feelings on this?
I'm saying all the... Oh, no, I'm not, I was going to say I'm saying all the way wins, but... Because I think West Brom are a better team, you know?
Mm.
So, but then Watford were quite impressive at Goodison, so I'm going to go for 1-1.
Really? 1-1, yeah? Okay. What about you, Robert?
What was West Brom's first result?
He lost 3-0 to City.
Yeah, but I suppose that doesn't really count, does it?
No, it doesn't count, really.
Yeah. Anyone could lose 3-0 to City.
Sway me. I think Watford are going to beat them. I think they're going to beat them 2-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, Zach, you're starting up this one. This is West Ham Leicester.
So, the two sides that had probably two of the best three results of the weekend.
Oh, thanks.
They're both going to be... well, West Ham's was the highlight. I've said at the start of the programme, West Ham is the highlight. But yeah. Leicester's might have been the second.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
So I think they're both going to be... They're both going to go for it. I'm going to say 2-2.
2-1. Well, I've got a feeling it's going to be a good game as well. Rob, what's your feelings? What's your...
I think...
Your beloved Irons, what are you thinking?
Try to forget the results of last weekend. You still expect West Ham to win this game.
We should do. On paper, we should beat them, I think.
They'll be really disappointed they didn't. I've got to go West Ham 2-1.
2-1, yeah. 2-1.
Do West Ham have any Japanese players?
No. What? Is this a joke?
Because, what's his name?
Is there a punchline with it?
That little runt of a striker for Leicester.
Oh, yeah.
Vardy. Apparently,
yeah.
He had to go with some Japanese guy in a casino and said something racially.
Another Leicester player. What's with these players? They're quite a racist bunch.
And they just south look a bit Chinese off. He's had a long night.
Two beers, yeah.
Yeah, perhaps.
I reckon West Ham are going to win this.
10-0.
Yeah. No, 9. I reckon it's going to be 2-0. We'll keep a clean sheet again. Right, we're dropping down to the Championship now.
Well, do we have to?
Is that all the Premier League games we've got?
No, yeah, but
it doesn't work like that, Rob. Get with the programme.
It's the way they pick them.
Oh, okay.
They've picked six games out and they were throwing a Championship game. Well, it's only six. This one's Middlesbrough versus Bolton, the big one.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're all tuning in for.
Middlesbrough have got Downing now, but they haven't got Bamford. So, okay.
Don't want to say that.
I just don't know that much about Championship stuff anymore, you know. Sorry.
Where is Bolton going? Remind me.
We should call it Where Was the Premier League Shout.
Yeah. What are you thinking there? Is it?
Neil Lennon at Bolton.
Rob's. Oh, you're kicking this off, Rob.
Neil Lennon at Bolton. Middlesbrough. Yeah, Middlesbrough and Stuffham 3-0.
Stuffham 3, I like it. Confident.
I'm going to go for. Oh, it's your goal, isn't it? Sorry.
I don't really think it's going to matter with this one because it's a serious punt.
It's not going to
change. I'm going to go with 2-0.
I'm going to go for 8-4.
I'm actually right in there. Seriously. That's happening. 8-4. That could happen.
12 goals. It should get about 25 bonus points.
Can we agree on that? If it's 8-4,
can I get 25 points? We've got to work out some sort of prize as well, like for the end. We have to do something, or some booby prize for coming last.
Nando's last year.
No, we never went, did we?
We never really finished it, did we? So,
no, so it feels like because this started.
Abandoned it, yeah.
Nando's for the winner.
Well, Nando's for the winner. Free Nando's on your own, though. You just have to go there on your own and have a dinner.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you watch from outside.
Next week's show, we've got, you've sorted this out, you're Matt Roper.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're going to like it. So, do you know about it? This is the Leighton Orient chap, and it's just called Stand Up for the Orient. It's to do with the stadium, and he's going to be coming on. He's either going to come on or we're going to call him.
Yeah.
So that'd be quite good.
Well, it's funny because about 15 years ago, there was a pound shop in Acton, and they had a load of Leighton Orient scarves in there for a pound. So I bought one, and then I lost it when I was on tour, and then I bought another one, so I just had Leighton Orient scarves. And Kevin Nugent,
he
used to play for Leighton Orient, played for Cork City, so I kind of, interested.
Who's that, sorry?
Kevin Nugent.
Yeah, I know Kevin Nugent.
Yeah. and he played for Cork City for a while, so there's that connection. And then a friend of mine, Alex Mayover, put me in touch with this guy, Matt, so we contacted him and asked him if he wants to talk about the West Orient
campaign, he's up for it, he's going to be quite passionate about it. He's quite, fair enough.
Make them one of the powerhouses of British football, you know, long term.
Yeah.
Here's an unfortunate situation with West Ham moving to Olympic Stadium. Obviously, it's great for West Ham.
But I can see why it's annoying
over there that, you know, could be supporting the Orient. That's like giving away tickets to go and watch West Ham, not to go to Orient. That's what the whole problem is.
So it'd be quite interesting to see what they've got to say. And I've got a few views on it, so but, I mean, like, maybe we'll get him on, or we'll see if we get him on the phone. But anyway, that's
good stuff,
lads. That's good. And obviously, we'll be back next week then.
Cheers.
Bye.
It's sad when you feel you can't carry on. It's sad when you feel you can't carry on. It's